Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists. For the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls, for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are at the beginning of a blog and podcast series entitled Peacemakers for the Cause of Christ. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." As we see it, it's time for more of us to step out of the divisions that separate us from one another and allow Jesus to form and shape us into peacemakers for the cause of Christ, facilitators of God's peace in a world hungering for peace. On Friday, July 10th, I'm kicking off a brand new blog podcast series entitled Peacemakers for the Cause of Christ, Facilitators of God's Peace in a World Looking for Peace. Last January, as I was reflecting upon the writing themes I might address in 2020, I sensed the Master prompting me to pay close attention to the increasing need for Christ-centered peacemakers in the days ahead. At the time, here in Iowa, and elsewhere for that matter, there were two big news stories that filled the airwaves. One, the ongoing impeachment hearings in Washington, D.C., and two, the February 3rd Iowa caucus and the parade of men and women positioning themselves to be the candidate of choice for the opposition party come November. It was nearly impossible at the time to read a news story or listen to a television broadcast without being subjected to the increasingly hostile language of those who held strong opinions on the subject at hand. Left, right, or middle, each person knew with certainty what was right, and better yet, knew with even greater certainty the wrongness of the opposition. It was in that environment I first sat down with Jesus to blog my way through this theme of Christ-centered peacemaking, exploring in God's Word what Jesus had in mind when he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." That's Matthew 5, verse 9. Now here we are 6 months later, and to be honest with you, I can hardly remember what life was like prior to COVID-19. The economic collapse, and or the Minneapolis-based racial uprisings. It seems as though the divisiveness I felt emanating from the political tensions of January have now given way to a whole new level of high anxiety, hopelessness, despair, anger, and downright hatred across the fruited plain of the land I love. Consider this, for example. If this nation needed more facilitators of God's peace back in January, how much more will she need them today? And what about the future? As the world attempts to trek into a whole new level of normal, where survival means escaping a pandemic versus not losing your job, what might it look like to be a peacemaker when it would seemingly be easier to go with the flow of those who believe divide and conquer is the better road to travel? Tough questions, huh? So with all that in mind, I invite you to join me beginning Friday morning, July 10th. We will kick off our 31-session blog podcast series that could very well be the most important subject I've written or spoken on. Trust me. I don't have all the answers, but I do look forward to the conversations my thoughts might stir as we together take this journey into God's Word for the greater glory of Christ. On our webpage, there's a link to the series on the main page, might I suggest that you bookmark it and use it going forward to keep our 31 blogs and podcasts organized. And in closing, may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you on Friday, July 10th. Finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on the theme of peacemakers for the cause of Christ. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God's presence, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.